Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And, you know, if you have a relationship in your life that you want to improve or strengthen, maybe it's with a family member or a friend and your relationship feels kind of strained, one of the best ways to do that is to communicate openly and regularly with that person, to spend time with them, to get to know them, and to see if you can learn something from them. And the most important relationship that we will ever develop on the earth is undoubtedly with our Heavenly Father. And the same relationship improvement principles apply here as well. We must spend time communicating with Him in order to be close to Him. And one of the themes that we're going to be discussing this month on our show is prayer. So for today, listen to what LDS prophets and other church leaders have said when it comes to communing with God.
To every soul, think of it. The absolute supreme being, the most all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful personage, encourages you and me, as insignificant as we are, to converse with him as our Father. Actually, because he knows how desperately we need his guidance, he commands, "Thou shalt pray vocally as well as in thy heart, yea, before the world as well as in secret, in public as well as in private. Matters not our circumstance, be we humble or arrogant, poor or rich, free or enslaved, learned or ignorant, loved or forsaken, we can address him. We need no appointment. Our supplication can be brief or occupy all the time needed. Can be an extended expression of love and gratitude or an urgent plea for help. He has created numerous cosmos and populated them with worlds, yet you and I can talk with him personally, and he will ever answer.
Keep loving and keep testifying. Keep praying. Those prayers will be heard and answered in the most unexpected hour.
Access to our Creator through our Savior is surely one of the great privileges and blessings of our lives. I have learned from countless personal experiences that great is the power of prayer. No earthly authority can separate us from direct access to our Creator. There can never be a mechanical or electronic failure when we pray. There is no limit on the number of times or how long we can pray each day. There is no quota of how many needs we wish to pray for in each prayer. We do not need to go through secretaries or make an appointment to reach the throne of grace. He is reachable at any time and any place. When God placed man on the earth, prayer became the lifeline between mankind and God. Thus, in Adam's generation, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Through all generations since that time, prayer has filled a very important human need. Each of us has problems that we cannot solve and weaknesses that we cannot conquer without reaching out through prayer to a higher source of strength. That source is the God of heaven to whom we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. As we pray, we should think of our Father in heaven as possessing all knowledge, understanding, love, and compassion.
The world seems to be in commotion. There are wars and rumors of wars. The economies of whole continents are faltering. Crops are failing from lack of rain in places all over the earth. And the people in peril have flooded heaven with prayers. In public and in private, they are petitioning God for help, for comfort, and for direction. You have probably noticed, as I have in recent days, that prayers have not only become more numerous, but more heartfelt. I often am seated on the stand at a meeting near the person who has been asked to pray. I have listened recently with wonder. The words spoken are clearly inspired by God, both eloquent and wise. And the tone is that of a loving child, seeking help not as we might from an earthly parent, but from an all-powerful Heavenly Father who knows our needs before we ask. Such a turning to fervent prayer when the world seems out of joint is as old as mankind. In times of tragedy and danger, people turn to God in prayer.
A man stands tallest when he is upon his knees. Men and women of character, integrity, and purpose have always appreciated a power higher than oneself and have sought to be guided by that power. It has always been so, and so it shall always be.
Remember that prayer will always be an avenue that you can access to get closer to God and to gain clarity and insight for your own life, as well as to express gratitude for your many blessings. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.